Welcome to Real Estate and You. I'm your host, Scott Allison. I've got Dr. Mark Dotzer with me from the Texas A&M Real Estate Research Center, and some good information, talk about what's going on in our economy, what we some forecasts, and some good information. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors. Welcome back to Real Estate and You. Hi, Dr. Dotzer.
Greetings. Good to be with you.
Appreciate you, sir. It's like we were just together.
Indeed.
A little bit. Let's talk a little bit. We talked earlier about investment in real estate. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of us have owned a home or have a home. And saying, well, I don't understand the stock market. I don't know what to do. And I heard it, and I guess that was in San Antonio when you were talking to us, you said the best investment you might find might be the house right next door to you. Mm-hmm. What were you talking about there?
Well, I spend a lot of time traveling around the country. Maybe three times a week, I'm talking to people all over the country, and a lot of them are big investors. And I talk to a lot of people that just own homes. And inevitably, people want to talk about investing. And because they want to talk about commercial real estate in particular. But then as I've talked to audiences of just regular people around America, it just dawned on me, you know, my investment philosophy has been this, that if I don't understand an investment, I'm not going to make it. I made a few investments in things I don't understand, and I got slaughtered in the process. So I've tried to avoid doing that. And I got to thinking, you know, a lot of people think of stocks and bonds. They don't know much about it. I don't either, for that matter. And I got to thinking, well, what would an American person, typical American person, here in San Angelo, what investment would you know more about than a home that's in your neighborhood, a second home in your neighborhood? You live there, you know what the price trends are, or you can find out what the price trends are simply. You know what the school district is, you know what the crime rate is. You know more about that neighborhood than anybody else. And so my thinking was, you know, why not invest in a second home? So when people ask me where to invest, I say, have you considered buying another home in your area somewhere? Doesn't have to be right next door to you. Doesn't even have to be down the street, but somewhere in a part of town that you know something about. And so that's where that comment came from. And there's a lot of consternation about investing. Now, I was in the East Coast months ago, and a guy came up to me and goes, Mark, my family, we have a family-owned business, and we own half of the industrial real estate between Baltimore and Washington, D.C., and we're getting ridiculous offers on these properties, and we just don't know if we should sell or not. What do you think? These are the kind of conversations I have quite a bit. And I said, well, okay, let me just ask you one question. If you sold all your real estate, where would you invest your money? And he looked me right in the eye, and he goes, well, that's why I'm talking to you. What do you think? And I said, okay, well, as long as you can't answer my question, what that tells me is that your fear of getting into stocks and bonds is bigger than your fear of keeping your real estate even at high prices. So I have conversations about stocks and bonds. And here's the thing right now, as we sit here today, the stock market and the bond market are at record highs. And so for a person to decide to sell real estate because they think prices are high, whether it's land or commercial real estate, you know, you have to ask yourselves, like, okay, shall I sell that? And if I do, then what do I do with my money? Well, you're walking right out of your house or your other real estate and walking right into a stock market at a record high and a bond market at a record high. So I just try to help people be aware of that. It's like be aware of your circumstances, you know? If you're traveling in a strange city, it's just good to be aware of your circumstances. Well, as investors, we need to be aware right now that stocks and bonds are at record highs.
Well, and I'm with you on the real estate. I still believe in real estate. But you know, I used to always hear location, location, location. And Lance and I were talking. He said, Scott, I think it's timing, timing, timing. And I think there's a combination of those two together that's true now.
Personally, for me, here I'm not a salesman for real estate. I'm a salesman for common sense. And here's the thing. You have to have property. If you're going to invest in real estate, it does need to be in a good location. It needs to be someplace that other people want to use it, whether it's another house, a duplex, or a strip center, or an apartment building. It's important to buy property that's desirable. If you drive around Texas, you can drive by thousands of commercial real estate properties that have been empty since the 1950s. So not all commercial real estate or residential is a good idea. So with that said, do a little bit of homework. I mean, the fact that if you bought a house in your neighborhood, that tells me that right off the bat, it must be fairly desirable or you wouldn't have bought there in the first place. And at that point, you evaluate and say, am I the only one that thought this was a nice place? But if there's a consensus that a lot of people in town think this is a good area, they want to stay there, then you can feel comfortable about that. The timing issue to me is less important because if you look over time, it would be kind of fun to do. You should have another expert on your show to talk about this at some point. But, you know, the worst thing you might feel like you could do is buy a house at a peak and then have it drop in value for a year or two. But you don't own houses for a year or two. You own houses for 7 to 10 years if you're an average person. And if you look, even if you bought at the absolute peak of a cycle and hold a home for 10 years, what do you think is going to have happened to the price of that home 10 years later?
It's going to go up.
It will be a lot higher. Just think about California, for example. People thought homes were grossly overpriced in the 70s. And so you don't buy a house for $70,000 in the 70s. 10 years later, it's worth $300,000 and they're grossly overpriced. So you don't buy in the 80s. And in the 90s, that $300,000 is now $900,000 and you don't buy it because it's grossly overpriced. And now it's worth $1.5 million. And so the person that decided not to buy at the top of the market in 1970 for $70,000 made a big mistake. And in my mind, I guarantee you, if you go back and look in San Angelo, find the absolute peak of the market where people, you might say, wow, boy, did I make a mistake. I bought at the peak of the market. Look at what that house is worth 10 years later. I'll be surprised if it's not worth a little bit more, if not a whole lot more. And of course, the timing is right. If you buy at the bottom of a market and then hold it for 10 years, you do even better.
But I think you're right. I think time will take. It's hard to make a mistake in real estate because if you hold it, it will go up.
It will, as long as you're in an area where population growth and job growth is happening. And that's the key.
And in the state of Texas, that's what we see happening more and more and
In all of our metropolitan areas. Metropolitan statistical areas, we're seeing job growth and population growth. You can get outside into rural areas of Texas where population is declining and employment is declining. And from that standpoint, those might be less attractive for investment. But you know what's kind of funny about even that? You buy a second home in a smaller town and you might buy it really cheap. And somebody wants to move in from a rural area into town because they're done farming or they want to be closer to the doctor or whatever. And all of a sudden, you've got a house that's rented with somebody that really wants to be there. So even in our smallest towns, it can be surprising.